Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. With me, I have this morning Father Herman Belt. He is the Dean of the Cathedral of St. Michael's here in Sitka, and Kathy Hope Erickson, a parishioner and also the leader for the choir for St. Michael's Cathedral. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, and good to have you here to talk about an upcoming event that sounds like it's going to be jam-packed and a fun time. So I want to jump right in to ask about the event that's coming up this Sunday. Father Herman, I'll ask you about that.
Yeah, Sunday night, 5:30, we're having our feast day banquet. It'll be at A&B Hall. We're going to have various dance groups. We're going to have a choir performance. Bob Sam's going to come and do some storytelling. The event will be catered by Thai Kitchen. And last year it was a really great time, and we're trying to even up the ante a little bit this year and make it even a little extra, you know, a little more fun. And it celebrates 176 years of feast days for St. Michael's, so worthy of celebration, and we're looking forward to it.
So before we get a little bit more into the details of the event on Sunday, I want to ask a little bit about feast day. What exactly is a feast day? What does that mean?
Yeah, so every church has a patron saint. So St. Michael's here has the patron of St. Michael, and it's a really beautiful story how the cathedral got that patron saint. A boat carrying church supplies had sunk and drifted up on shore. 30 days later, an icon of St. Michael, which is a painting, drifted and landed right across the street from the church. And so they said, well, it seems meet and right. We'll name the church St. Michael's. And he became the patron of the cathedral here in town. And so there's a day on the calendar every year, November 21st. That's the feast day of St. Michael. So we usually hold our banquet the following weekend right thereafter in order to celebrate that feast day.
We so modestly say a painting. The icon is absolutely gorgeous. It's still in the cathedral, and it's in the spot on the royal doors where the iconostasis.
Yeah.
All the way to the right, if you care to come join us at the cathedral, you will see that we have I call it a miraculous icon, but it actually doesn't hold a candle to Our Lady of Sitka that we have in the cathedral, too. So we have some real treasures there that thought I'd plug here for.
Yes. Yeah.
For Sitka.
176 years old is a long time. So to be able to come and see the icon would be interesting. And I know that this event that's happening on Sunday is not at St. Michael's, but if someone did want to come and look at the icons in St. Michael's, how does that work?
Well, anytime we're having a service, of course, they're always open to come in and see. But if they can't make it during that time and they want to come in, just get a hold of me. My information's on our website and posted all over the place, really. And feel free to just hit me up and say, hey, you know, at lunch break, can you meet me over there and let me in? I'd be happy to give someone a tour and show them everything in there.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Kathy Hope, sorry, I always shorten your name incorrectly. My apologies.
That's all right.
I want to ask you a little bit about the choir because you are the leader of the choir. And this Sunday, people will get a chance to hear you and your fellow choir performers. Can you tell us just a little bit about what people might expect on Sunday at the banquet?
Well, we promised to keep it nice and short. So we only have a handful of songs that we're going to sing, but it'll be a good representation of what you can hear throughout the year at the cathedral. Some of it will be just kind of like everyday things, like a litany, Lord have mercy, sung over and over, and not for a long time, though, I promise. And then others will be some songs that we will sing and dedicate to our bishop, Bishop Alexei, who was not able to make it. That wonderful man has a absolutely packed calendar all year long. And then we will sing in a little bit of our languages that we have in Alaska, too, and a little bit in Church Slavonic, which is kind of like, I was told years ago, High Russian.
Okay. Oh, that sounds
kind of like Latin for the Catholic Church.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the different languages that you might be singing in for the choir. There's also going to be dance performing. So I wonder if either of you, as it looks like Kathy Hope will cover that too, could tell us a little bit about who the dance performers, what groups will be performing.
Well, we have a couple of Mount Edgecombe High School dance groups. Anangach, which is, many people are more familiar with the term Aleut. So, but we like to go with the terms that the people actually use themselves. And then there will be a Yupik dance group from the high school, too. We have our local group, the Kagwantan dancers, and another local group, the Russian dancers. New Archangel. Thank you, Father. Am I missing anybody?
That was him.
Okay.
So quite a variety, both in music and in dancing, so people can come out to see and hear that. I want to ask Father Herman a little bit about the flow of the evening. Tell us, it's Sunday night at 5:30. There's going to be music, there's going to be dancing, Bob Sam storytelling, but how does the evening, there's also going to be great food, so how does this all kind of come together?
Yeah, we'll open up with some introductory remarks, a couple of thank yous, and then the choir will begin their performance, and they're going to end with a song that we sing when we bless the food, which is the prayer of Our Father. We'll bless the food, we'll take a short break while everyone gets a plate and begins to eat, and then the dance groups will begin. After the dance groups are all done, Bob Sam will come and tell stories, and then a few special guests at the end will say a word, and then we'll wish everyone a great night.
And throughout the evening, there will be a silent auction with some wonderful prizes that have been donated, and also some beautiful desserts that are being donated.
You mentioned before we came on the air that there will be a cake that's part of the banquet that you can partake of, but then these additional desserts that you could maybe share at your table or take home.
Right.
And that's a silent auction, so people can be, making their bid throughout the evening. I'm leaving out one important thing, which is how people can join the banquet. We know it's Sunday at 5:30 p.m. It's at A&B Founders Hall. There's only space or food for about 150 people, so people probably need to get tickets. So can you tell us how do people go about getting their ticket? You can get one at the door, I understand correctly, but you might want to have one ahead of time. So where?
And we have several numbers that that people can call to either get a ticket or say, reserve me a ticket, I'll put my name on it at the door, and we'll come and get it. And Sydney Evenson at 738-0883 is one. And then we have Cheryl Duncan, 738-1676. Marie Young at 738-4166. And me at 738-1119.
And people can purchase tickets at the door. How much do tickets cost?
Go ahead, Father.
Youth and elders are $25 and then $50 for an adult.
Okay. And then one final question, that was a lot of phone numbers we gave out. If people wanted to look up those phone numbers, are they posted anywhere? Do you have a sign out or a Facebook page? Or
they sure are. They're on the St. Michael, St. Michael's.
They're on our Facebook page. And then there's posters posted in several of the grocery stores in town that have the numbers on them as well.
Okay, great. So if you didn't catch all those numbers right now, you can still catch them. Go to Facebook and look for St. Michael's Cathedral in Sitka. Would that get you there?
Yeah, St. Michael's Cathedral, Sitka. It'll pull it up. And you'll see a picture of the cathedral. You'll know which one it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're so grateful to have the A&B Founders Hall for this event. And it'll be 5:30 Sunday.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. I've been speaking with Kathy Hope Erickson, a parishioner and the lead of the choir for the St. Michael's Cathedral, and Father Herman Belt, the dean of the Cathedral St. Michael's here in Sitka. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you. Everyone have a good morning.
Yes, listeners, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.